Good evening and welcome to Encounter, our service of prayer and presence, this midweek time to just pause and be still. We're glad you're here, whether you're online or here in the theater. This evening we are going to be practicing Lectio Divina, which is, I'll explain a little bit more about it later, but a way of encountering the scripture by reading it over and over again. And so I hope that it will be a meaningful time. We're continuing our practice of contemplative work around the scriptures that will be used in worship on Sunday. And this coming Sunday, Reverend Derek Weber will be with us to preach, and so we're excited to have him join us. All that said, let us still our hearts and minds and open ourselves to encountering God this evening. Would you rise in body or in spirit as we sing our opening hymn?
Bless the Lord, my soul.
let us pray our opening prayer. Loving God, as we gather to worship you, move among us and awaken us to your presence. As we unite our voices to praise you, show us your glory, O God. Though we cannot see you face to face, may we see your goodness this night. Please be seated. Would you join me as we pray our prayer of confession? Merciful God, we like to place our trust in tangible things, things we can see and touch, and we question whether you are really there. Forgive us, Holy One, when we fail to recognize that you are always nearby, patiently waiting for us to recognize your presence and your glory. Help us when we lose our way, and forgive us when we forget to whom we truly belong. Friends, hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. Sarah England is going to come and read our scripture this evening.
Exodus 33:11-23. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Then he would return to the camp, but his young assistant Joshua, son of Nun, would not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name the Lord, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen."
So as I mentioned earlier, we're going to be practicing Lectio Divina this evening. Lectio Divina means divine reading, and it's a contemplative way of reading the scripture or praying the scripture. We slow down and we sit with the text so that it can speak to us in a new way. We do this by reading it a few times with time for reflection between the readings, and I will guide you with prompts along the way. Thomas Cranmer, who was the first Protestant Archbishop of Canterbury, once said this about Scripture: "Let us ruminate, and, as it were, chew the cud, that we may have the sweet juice, spiritual effect, marrow, honey, kernel, taste, comfort, and consolation of them." So tonight, we're going to chew the cud. So I invite you to get comfortable. Breathe slowly and deeply during this time. And ask God to speak to you through the passage that I'm about to read again. As I read it, I would invite you to listen for a word or a phrase that is inviting you to pay more attention, or to lean in, or to listen a little deeper. So be listening for a word or phrase that catches your attention. Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Then he would return to the camp, but his young assistant, Joshua, son of Nun, would not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now, if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." But he said, "You cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." So I'm going to invite us into a moment of quiet silence as you reflect. And I invite you to think about that word or phrase that caught your attention as I was reading. Why do you think you connected with that particular word or phrase? What is being stirred up in you? What emotions do you have? And what questions do you have? You might repeat that word or phrase to yourself and allow it to kind of interact with your thoughts and your feelings, your hopes, your memories, your desires. So let us take time for silence.
going to read the text again. And this time, as I read, I invite you to listen for an invitation. What is God inviting you to know, or to do, or to become through this word or phrase, or through the scripture? Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Then he would return to the camp, but his young assistant, Joshua of Nun, would not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing that you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name the Lord, and I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock, and while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." And now, as we sit in silence again for a moment, I invite you to reflect on the invitation that you heard from God in this text. I'm going to read the text one last time. And as I read, I invite you to think about what needs to happen as a result of this time tonight. Is there anything you need to do or take on? Is there anything that you need to relinquish? Is there anything that you need to consider? Thus the Lord used to speak to Moses face to face, as one speaks to a friend. Then he would return to the camp, but his young assistant, Joshua of Nun, would not leave the tent. Moses said to the Lord, "See, you have said to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. Yet you have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight. Now if I have found favor in your sight, please show me your ways, so that I may know you and find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." He said, "My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest." And he said to him, "If your presence will not go, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people, unless you go with us? In this way we shall be distinct, I and your people, from every people on the face of the earth." The Lord said to Moses, "I will also do this thing you have asked, for you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And he said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you, and will proclaim before you the name the Lord. And I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. But," he said, "you cannot see my face, for no one shall see me and live." And the Lord continued, "See, there is a place by me where you shall stand on the rock. And while my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft of the rock, and I will cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will take away my hand, and you shall see my back, but my face shall not be seen." Matt is going to play some music for us over the next several minutes, and I invite you to use this as a time of prayer, or a time of conversation with God, if you prefer to think of it that way. Offer to God your thoughts and your feelings, your questions and concerns, and then quiet your mind and open yourself up to what God might say to you. And when you finish that conversation with God, just simply sit quietly and rest in God's presence.
I'm going to pray a prayer that was written by Beth Merrill Neal. She has a blog called Hold Fast to What Is Good, and she writes a lot of liturgy. When I say the words, Lord, in your mercy, I invite you to respond by saying, hear our prayer. Let us pray. O God, who loves us, who is with us through thick and thin, who promises us life in abundance, we are grateful for the rain that waters the earth, rain that urges us to settle in with a cup of tea and a blanket. And we know that this same rain makes life miserable for some. So we pray for those at the mercy of the elements, for their shelter and warmth. We pray for those who travel in the rain and the snow, for their safety. And we pray that these waters will help us in the summer when the skies are dry. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God, we are grateful for science, for the medical community, and for healers of all sorts, for their gifts of tender care. And we know too many in need of healing. We pray for those in the hospital, those struggling with mental illness, those in the throes of addiction, and those nearing the end of their life. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We are grateful for the abundance we know, for warm homes, for winter coats and mittens, for food in our pantries and on the grocery shelves, for clean water out of the tap, for those daily provisions we often take for granted. And we know that your children around the world do not receive their daily bread. They are hungry and thirsty. They live amid violence and war, in poverty. And so we lift them up to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Show us, God of grace and glory, how we can extend your love, your care, your provision. Enlarge our hearts to love even more. Enlarge our minds to creative answers. Guide our hands and feet in the way of Christ, even as we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you to rise in body or in spirit as we sing the hymn Rock of Ages.
Save and thou alone, nothing is
friends, may you go forth this night with the love of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace. Amen.